Hi, everybody. This is Reverend Debbie Burgeon again, and welcome to the show, and we really appreciate our listeners. And I'm here again with my wonderful brother, TJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Really good. Really awesome. Good. Feeling awesome.
Awesome. I love it. I love it when we get together and we do our shows because we both kind of like to fly by the seat of our pants and just see where Spirit and the angels are leading
us. It's like we're being guided, isn't it?
Well, go figure that. It's amazing. It's amazing.
So, you know, there's a couple of things, and I'm going to ask you, And one of them was, and maybe you don't worry about this now and you don't see a concern, but it's out there right now since we're this time of year especially, and we're getting close to that date. Should there be any concern with the ancient prophecy? And people interpret the Mayan calendar. You know, some would say it was just a beginning of the calendar ended and it's the beginning of a new time, a new era. And others will say, oh, no, this is it. And how do you feel about all that?
I love that we're talking about that because, of course, 12/21/12 is just around the corner here. What's interesting is not only with the Mayan calendar, but so many other different religions, faiths, beliefs. There's a correlation in those, you know, endings of their calendars per se. I'm making air quote marks, people, for those they can't see. And I know there's a lot of people and doomsday preppers out there that are freaking out and they're like, oh my gosh. No. My understanding from what I've done, what I've asked the angels about, what I've asked the divine about, is not that the world is going to end. So doggone it, we all have to pay our bills still. Really irritates me too.
Can't run up a lot of bills and then not worry about them.
Dadgummit, I know it. I was thinking, oh, let me get all kinds of charge cards and go for it. Nah, it's not going to work. The world is going to. Which really, when you think about it, every single day, the world, when you go to sleep at night, average man, your world ends anyway, and it's all new when you wake up the next day. It's the same kind of a scenario, but on a grander scale, if that makes sense. It is happening right now. The world is changing. It's the divine feminine
is the world
coming back.
Is the world actually like some people say it's alive. It's its own energy.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I've heard this before, that the energy is actually shifting. It's evolving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, Guy is correcting.
And it's been on a course for a long time, and we're just correcting that course a little bit, right?
Yes, correct.
Will there be turbulence, though? Well, we'll see more of it, won't we?
Yes, we will. Unfortunately, yes.
But we're all well aware of that, aren't we?
I believe we are. I do believe we are. Absolutely. Yes, there will be more turbulence. Are we coming into a time of greater peace? I believe we're coming into a time of absolutely people are becoming awakened and aware that there's so much more out there than our little eyes can see.
So it's really, this is an awesome time to be living in, unless of course you're one of those that maybe gets caught up in some of the turbulence, but it's really an awesome time to be a part of this, isn't it?
I believe it is. I think it's an amazing time to be here. And, well, it's time we all chose. And those of us that are light workers, and there's many of us out there, there's a lot of people. That's one thing I want to bring up, too, real touch on briefly. There are so many people out there that are light workers that they don't know that they are. They don't they don't realize that they are awakened. There's a lot of people out there that see things, hear things, know things that kind of freak them out because they're like, okay, why do I see this, know this, hear this? It's okay. You're supposed to. You need to trust it. Trust the process. Just be still, listen, and just, it's okay. You're not going nuts.
Right.
Pay attention.
And so we had talked about this before the interview about, and this kind of goes right in that direction about, how do you know what your path is? And if you have those kind of things happening, that's a real good hint, isn't it?
It really is. And yeah, that's, you know, because I've always been, one of my favorite sayings is, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Mm-hmm. And I am over 40. And so, you know, most people would say that's grown up. But as far as I'm concerned, I never will grow up. So, but it's, yes, how do you know what your path is? That's a really good question. And, you know, the path will find you. You will find the path, provided you listen, you pay attention, and you just go with it. It will feel right. And this is what I tell people, my clients. It just feels right. It's a whole different feeling, and it'll feel true. It'll feel correct. And there's been different things that have happened to me that are just, you don't have to understand it. I don't mean to jump back and forth on things. You don't need to understand really what is going on or why it's going on, as it is just to go with it and to trust it. Does that make sense what
absolutely,
I'm saying?
Absolutely. If you stop and ask too many questions, it seems to alter the process. And when you let go, right?
Just let go.
Letting go seems to free things somehow.
It does. We'll look at that with the Serenity Prayer. Let go. Or I don't believe that's part of the Serenity Prayer, but within my understanding is within AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. And I believe that's where they say let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
No truer words were ever spoken.
Or like, you know, the way I look at it is, if I want something to happen, I really want it to happen.
Yes.
If I don't let go, it doesn't happen. But when I put it out there and I'm excited about it, it's like the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you just, when you let go of it, and when you least expect it, and I think, isn't it the same for spiritual path, if you're seeking that? What am I to do? Okay, you put it out there, and some answers maybe come a little bit, and you start to feel a little bit. But if you keep holding on to that too much.
Yes. This is where it gets into where I counsel my clients. Is this is where we start going into, really, it comes down to faith. And it's that faith, that trust. And just, even though you don't know what's coming, what's ahead of you, you're willing to let go and let it just go with it. Let whatever needs to come in, whatever your divine path is, you need to just let go and say, bring it, and be willing to accept what is brought to you, where you're supposed to go. You don't need to know who's guiding. You don't need to know why you're being guided or the way you're being guided. When you sit down and you start trying to analyze everything, you know, I think there is another saying, the devil in the details. Well, it can be. Just let it go and just trust that you're being led on the right way. And that's where you say, let go. If we want to do the driving, we want to say, okay, well, this is my path and this is the way I've got to go. Just stop and say, you know what, whichever way I'm supposed to go, angels, guys, God, spirit, divine, which universe, whatever you want to say, just, I'm willing to go. Do with me as you will. Lead me where I'm supposed to go.
You know, and I'm thinking as you're saying that, it's really like this interview we're doing.
Yeah. Neither one of us, you go.
Neither one of us really prepped for it, and we just trusted it would come to us.
It'll come to us.
And like you say, you have faith, and yes, you know. It goes even beyond that, doesn't it?
Yes,
like
it does.
Knowing that you trust this process enough, especially this right here, mm-hmm. what we're doing, because we've done it enough. The questions are going to come. The topic, because we really didn't even have an idea what we were going to talk about coming into this. But it's like, I thought, well, okay, what about if we talk about, you know, this is a lot of people, some people might be concerned about that. And then there were times in my life, and I don't know if this happened to you, because you've been more clear probably than most, but I question, okay, what is my path, God? What am I supposed to be doing? You know, and this goes back into my 20s.
Right.
Which, like you, I'm over 40. So it goes back to quite a while ago. And, you know, back then you were getting little glimpses. But I don't think I was ready for it, you know?
Right, right.
And things would happen. To me, these were always things like, I miraculously survived a car accident.
Right.
The hand of God or something was involved, angels, to keep me from getting really hurt. And I mean some ones that my car made moves that it shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And why did this happen to me but not others? What, I'm not any more special than anyone else.
Right.
And, well, maybe you have a purpose, and you know, and so.
Yeah, and that's, you wonder why, what happened.
And everybody has their purpose. And so if your life even lasts 3 years on the planet, you still have a purpose. You still have, everybody has that.
Oh, right? Lord, yes. And that's, and maybe, I know we've kind of touched on this briefly before, too. Okay, you talked about with your near miss, and as for lack of a better word, in your accident, that you survived something that you shouldn't have. I've shared with everybody, too. Same with me. It is, you know, heading right for that brick wall. And it was like, oh, right. That's when I right. first got my first, that I can remember, very conscious angel stepped right in and said, you're going to be fine. And I was just so at so much peace. And it was so beautiful. What a beautiful feeling. And this has happened to me a couple of times. And maybe it's not, you know, okay, maybe we weren't to know what our purpose was or why that happened to us at the time. But this was going to help somebody else.
And I also see it as a wake-up call, because when that happens to you...
Oh, it sure does. That's your cosmic bitch slap that goes, hello, pay attention.
It's like, mm-hmm. you know, okay, are you going to start looking? Are you going to start looking now, because we just saved you?
That's right.
Oh, okay, I'll start questioning a little bit here and digging
maybe.
A little more.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it, you know, it may happen again and again and again. Maybe that's why it happened to me several times, where I was... But then again, I was driving like an idiot, too, so that's part of it. That's part of it.
And you've stopped?
I've stopped.
That's news to everybody?
When you're a young guy, when you're a young male, you know how a lot of guys are. We go way faster than we should, and we don't always pay attention. And
I know.
Sometimes it was recklessness, but other times it was just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I was being careful. And I could have easily, you know, something could have happened to me.
Oh, my stars, I know. You think back on that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's true. You think back, I think, and everybody, I got to tell you, I know. You know, that would be a really interesting thing. I would love for our listeners, if I'm going to put this out there, if our listeners, something has happened to them in their lifetime that was their, what was your, I guess the way to put it is, what was your cosmic bitch slap? What woke you up? I'm talking to our listeners directly. What happened to you within your lifetime that made you go, uh-oh, I better pay attention? I would love to hear that, and I would love to share that with others. People need to know this. People need to hear that they're not alone. That stuff has happened and made them go, oh my stars, I need to open my eyes and become aware and become present and to know this was my path. This helped me on my way. I think that's a good thing to do. Put it out there.
And you know, another thing I was going to add to as far as with me also, it's been the not just the events that rattled me that saved my life or prevented me from injury, but also the weird events, the unexplainable, the unknown, the paranormal, things that are just most people won't talk about. Those are what sparked me to really start looking at all things. And I don't know if it works that way with everybody, but it did with me. It got me to explore different religious beliefs, different metaphysical beliefs. A few years before I even met you, I don't think I would have believed in fairies. You
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard about them. I was open to it, but until you really get to know somebody, and then you see, and you did that thing with Mindy, and it's like, okay, now I really understand this.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So. We get exposed to it, and if we're open to it, a little bit here and there, a little bit here and there, it's an opportunity to learn about these different things. Mm-hmm. And I've come to believe that they're probably interacting with me as well.
Oh, my stars, yeah.
You know, these things. So it's all part of this great cosmic puzzle, you know, that we don't have to figure it out completely, but it's kind of neat to get pieces of it that come together.
It is. It's an amazing, wondrous It's just a fantastic journey.
So what is your path? We talk about the path. What is yours? What do you really feel in your heart? I mean, obviously what you're doing, but do you want to describe that? What you feel?
That's a good question. My path. My path. What I feel my path. One of my purposes is to bring about compassion and acceptance to others to help them know that it is okay to be compassionate and accepting, that it's okay to forgive, because I've had a lot of things happen in my life that I could have chosen to get caught as a victim. I could have chosen to wear that mantle and walked about carrying that all the time, but I choose not to. I chose to forgive those who abused me. I've chosen to forgive those who molested me. I've chosen to forgive a lot of hideous things that happened to me in my life. And it's not because I'm this great, wonderful being, but you know what? It gives me peace. I just know that I need to do this. I needed to do this. So my path is to help bring about compassion and understanding to others, acceptance, to know that it's okay to accept others, I guess. But it's also, a lot of it is, I've been shown that I also provide a key. And the key that I have helps to unlock that awareness within people, awareness within their spirit, within their soul. It's kind of as if, imagine your third eye, which is located between your eyebrows, just above your eyebrows there. And that is where your intuition resides. That is where your it's like I provide this key. So imagine a keyhole right there, and I come along with that key, I put it in there, old-fashioned skeleton type key, and I turn it, poof, and it opens that doorway, it opens that window, and people, they just, and it just, it's like they were given permission to go with this. It's again, it's like I've just opened this doorway. You know, it all of this resides within each and every one of us. But I think a lot of times my clients are afraid mm-hmm. to look at it, afraid mm-hmm. to really realize it, afraid to really pay attention to it. I've shared with you before, TJ, that I've had different clients that have come to me that have had organized religions, they was shoved down their throats or whatever, something happened to them that made them turn their back on it. And in so doing, not only on that organized religion, but also on the divine, on the metaphysical, on God, him or herself. And when they come to me and learn that it's, but there's other things that have been coming about. And when I talk with them and they see that, oh, that is okay. I'm not wackadoodle when I feel a tremendous connection to Gaia, to Mother Earth, when I feel connection to the ocean, when I feel a connection to flora and fauna or critters, you know, animal communication. I hear animals talking to me. I've had people tell me that and they think they're going nuts. They're not. They just need to accept, be willing to trust. You're being led the way you're supposed to be. You're being led down your path.
And, you know, and I want to throw this out there, too, and I don't know how you feel about it, but not everybody's path may be, I'm going to bring this awareness, you know, maybe.
Right.
Maybe you came here just to do hiccups, you know.
That's true.
The Guinness back. That's fine. Right?
I love it. That's right. That's right. That's very true.
We make that agreement, like you say, and it's all about learning. And some of us may be
teaching also, not just learning.
Sorry. And so it could be what we think is really small, but it's not, is it? Because it's our lesson. The lesson is individualized.
Yes.
I mean, we're all connected, but also it's our own lesson that we are gaining from this life. More than anything else, we are here to gain our own lesson. Yes, to have love and compassion and to learn. But if I came here to have hiccups, I don't know how many other people are going to jump on board with that and go, that is great wisdom.
Yes. Ah. It's like, awesome, dude. I want to do that too. Oh,
such great wisdom. Let's form a religion around that.
Oh, he is the great one.
In order to come up here, you must to receive the blessing.
Yes, I know it. Well, and it's true. It doesn't have to be this enormously, like you're saying, it doesn't have to be this dramatically profound thing. Through your hiccups, let's say, through your hiccups, it affects another person one way and another person another way and another person another way. And throughout all those ways, maybe everybody's connected and they're learning something.
Yeah. Yes. And there's always a similar, don't you think there's a similar lesson, though, even if you have like the hiccups and you meet with other people that have hiccups? There's an underlying theme to all of it.
And what would that be?
I don't know.
I taught you?
I don't know, but I think it starts with this letter.
With an L, and it's not for loser. It's for love. It is all about love. And as simplistic as that sounds, it is as simple as that. It's about love. It is about love. Completely.
And we're always here trying to learn that, aren't we? And it can come in, and the lesson doesn't have to be the same as it is for you and me.
Right.
Somebody, like I say, could have maybe, and I think, you know, maybe sometimes you just come here to do something. If you come back many times, which we've talked about before, then maybe this time I'm just going to coast a little bit, or maybe this time I'm just going to learn something. They say that sometimes we have these restful lives that we come here, because maybe the last life was very intense.
Really chaotic or something.
So this might explain why, well, how come I'm not going down this path and learning these great things and doing? Maybe you didn't want to this time around.
Yeah, maybe you want to just say, you know, I want to go and have a nice, easy, easy human existence this time around. And through that, I'm going to really help, I'm going to impact and affect so many others.
Do you think?
And that's awesome.
Do you think that sometimes people say, well, okay, I want to find out what my path is. What if your path is to be a jerk? Because we learn from that, right?
We do learn from that. But, and that's, you know, that's a really good question.
Let me go down there and serve as an example. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to serve as an example. People are going to hate me, but they're going to learn compassion too.
That very well could be what the path is. Now that goes back down to, though, God gave us all free will, each and every one of us. And for example, when I'm doing a reading for a client, and I'm saying a reading, you know, spiritual counseling, if there's a way that they don't like the way that their path, for lack of a better word, is going, you have it within you to change that. If you continue going the way you're going without, you know, that's a really tough thing to describe and to explain to people. But if you continue on the current path that you're going, sure, what I'm seeing coming up for you is going to be there. But if you don't like it, you can change that. That's when you can say, maybe, for example, just to make it really, really simple, let's say, okay, somebody comes to me and I say, all right, I see in, oh my goodness, about 3 years from now, you're really going to be in really ill health. You know, I'm not going to say that to somebody, but it looks like you're going to have a lot of health challenges, you know, something coming up. Well, maybe let's say that client doesn't like hearing that, and that client needs to lose 30, 40 pounds. And so they, sure, they can go back home and eat some more chocolate, which I understand, I love chocolate. But let's say they choose to go on their path. But let's say they say, you know, I don't like that. I don't like hearing that. I'm going to change that. So I'm going to get real. I'm going to pay attention to what's going on. I'm going to have a come to Jesus talk. I'm going to say, okay, I better change this. So you make your changes. 3 years down the road, you're just kicking ass and taking names later. You're just doing great. So, but you chose to make a difference. You chose to change it up because you didn't like the way it was going. And again, God gave us all free will. We can do this.
So even if we're on a course right now, so really, it can be a course that can be altered.
Yes, it can. Absolutely. Absolutely. The underlying, how do I put that? I was going to say the goal, but I, you know, there's so many different goals, and a goal is deep within our spirit, with our spiritual goal. We're still going to get there. It doesn't, I'm screwing up on how I'm going to say this. Okay. When you're in school, and you're going to pass the second, the third, the fourth, yada, yada, yada grades. Okay. They don't so much tell you, nobody's going to come to you and tell you how you're going to pass. They're going to tell you, you're going to learn this. And well, you're going, hopefully you will learn blah, 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 blah. And once you learn these things, you're going to pass into the next grade. Okay. Now, the things that you're going to learn, maybe the teacher's going to try, she or he has one way of teaching, but you don't quite get it. You can't wrap your brain around it. So then they have to approach it from a different angle. If it's a good teacher, instructor, they'll go, okay, you're having a challenge. Let's try it from this angle. Maybe you need it from this angle or this angle. Everybody knows this and understands this. Those that have difficulties, have challenges learning and with instructions. Maybe they need to see things from a different way. Maybe they need to see things mm-hmm. in a pictorial way rather than a verbal way. There's so many different methods. So, but you're going to learn. So it's the same thing within our life path, with our sacred contract. We can't tell the divine how to give us those messages. That's everybody else's journey too, and their path to come into our life to help teach us, to help us learn.
Does that make sense? Yes. Are these all agreements that, I've heard this said before? We make all these agreements with other people before we come here, and sometimes while we're here.
Oh, I have to say what I've been given, my understanding is we make our sacred contract.
Do we make it with others to be involved in it? Because it has to orchestrate some way. It's not by coincidence.
They come into our life. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not saying, okay, you're going to come in and you're going to do this and you're going to do this. It's like, okay, you offer. Tell you what, I'll come into your lifetime and together we'll learn, or together we can teach compassion.
Is this something, again, that we discuss, whatever kind of beings we are before we get here? Do we just say, Reverend Deb, can I call you Reverend Deb? Now, when we get down there, you're going to be a reverend, all right? And I'm going to be a DJ. And how about when in 2006, roughly around there, I get to know you. And maybe we'll bump into each other before that. We won't really even know it. It's just like a way of introducing each other. But in 2006, we're really going to get together because we're both going to wake up. And then we're going to start formulating a way to work together to help bring whatever it is we want to do down there. And so you don't think we orchestrate it to that degree. There's freedom within that to change it.
Right, right. And yes, what you're saying, yes, that is correct.
It's like a map of what we're doing.
Well.
A little bit.
Kind of. It's like we're given a, okay. Imagine each lesson is a book and there's a title on it, but we don't know what's in that book. We know what it's about, kinda, but we don't know the story.
Right, not yet. So we would like have an outline, like an outline of a story.
Thank you. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
2006, Reverend Deb and TJ meet. Now, it hasn't been filled in down below.
Right.
But that's the title. Okay, what are we going to do? I don't know. Maybe she's going to hate me and throw things at me.
And that is possible, everybody. No.
And
no,
then, like,
no.
If it's true, like it's you true. Said, that we've done this before, well, then we had to have planned some things together. If we were shared another time together.
In spirit, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what about creating on the fly? You said we can always change it. Is it possible? This is what somebody told me, and I'm just throwing this out there. When we have these out-of-body experiences at night,
yeah.
when we're sleeping,
yeah.
are we getting together with these other beings and planning things? Because we're always creating.
I do believe that, yes.
We're always creating.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
You and I, maybe, I'm sure more than once, maybe all the time we do this a lot. Maybe we hang out with certain groups.
Yeah, absolutely.
That are on the same... Going in the same direction.
Yes, on the same journey. There you go. Yes, that would make sense. And let me ask you this, and I love this because this has happened to me a few times. Have you ever gone somewhere and you see somebody and you go, let's say you're in another country and you see somebody, you're like, oh my gosh, I know that person. And you know with every ounce of your being that you know that person, but there's not a chance that you guys could have ever crossed paths before. But you know them and they know you, and you guys can even look at each other and it's like, damn, you're so familiar.
And what is that, you think?
That's generally a past life connection.
Could it be possibly something that this lifetime that you had set up that connection, you just haven't recognized it yet?
I suppose that's possible. I honestly don't have an answer for that one. I don't know, but that's possible.
What about, like, you and I have talked about this before. An infant, a child, they're born very aware. We all are, and we kind of lose that. And especially the ones born in the last 20 years are born extremely aware.
Our indigos, yeah.
And so you've had them, I'm sure this has happened to you, where they'll just stare at you like they recognize you.
Yes, I love that.
And now what is that? That's not from a previous time. Or is it, are they seeing something in you, that awareness, because they see things clearly?
It could be so many things. It could be, yes, that they see that with you, and you just, because with babies, young children, they don't have the filters. And so, but especially babies, I love this, and they just look at you and they stare at you. It could be, maybe they're seeing all the angels around you. They're seeing that beautiful divine glow that is emanating from you, your aura that they can see. Maybe they do recognize you from a past life, or they recognize you when you were together in spirit on the other side. There's so many different things. It's anyone's guess. But yes, I love that when that happens. I love that.
And it doesn't happen all the time.
No, not all the time.
But there are certain, sometimes children, certain children that will just gawk at me.
Yeah.
And I know they've, it's like they recognize something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look back at them and I feel good. But then other kids, they won't pay attention to me. They'll pay attention to someone else.
That's right.
And I've had people tell me that. My mom was a good example. She'd say, oh, this little kid was just staring at me and I felt good. And it's like we were connected and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't happen with every, we all have the ones that connect with us. And is that by coincidence?
No. That's not coincidence. No, there's, well, as far as coincidence, unless it is because they're seeing a bunch of angels around you, but even then it's not always is it coincidence. Let me put it that way. Well, there is no such thing as coincidence, for God's sakes. I said, you little trick, turkey. That was my little test there he threw at me again.
Little trick question.
Yeah, there is no such thing as coincidence. Duh. So, but no, it's and it truly could be because they are seeing a bunch of angels around you. And my gosh, there are so many parents that I've talked to they tell me about their kids just sitting there and just looking and smiling and laughing, or maybe pointing. And especially as they get a little bit older, and it's like, oh, I'm just, you know, when the angels were dancing with me, or that's, you know, the angels, don't you see all the angels up there? And it's just, oh my God, I just love that so much.
You know, and I was thinking, and now maybe this is something for another show, because we've been doing this a little bit here, but maybe that would be an idea for another program, as far as parents of today, with the children of today. Maybe people notice this, maybe they don't, but there is so much more awareness.
Oh, yeah.
They speak the truth.
Yes.
The kids, the indigos and the crystal children,
yes,
right?
Yes.
The crystals are the newer version.
Yes, yes.
And I've heard it said that the indigos were here to bring the truth, and that's why we had some really horrible things happen, because they, when they see an injustice, they will stand up and do something. And we may see it as a tragedy, like the shootings at these schools, but also look at the awareness that came out of it after that, and how bullying, which has been happening for a long time, now this has become on the forefront. And now it's talked about, and maybe it's, there's more awareness. It took tragedies to do this, but these indigos were not going to stand back and let it happen. And I look at Mindy, and I know she's like an indigo, because she will say something. And my son is the same way. They're not afraid. Our generation would have probably kept quiet.
You know, isn't that true? That's really awesome that you bring that, because, you know, I sit there and I think back to, okay, I'm a child of, boy, that'll really date me, but I don't want to know if I want to go back. Let's put it this way. I come back from a time that I remember you didn't say anything. Don't be a narc.
Right.
Don't be a snitch. This was the message back then. It was like, okay, you know, you don't rat that person out. You don't narc that person out because, you know, who knows, you know, for who knows, for so many different reasons. The most hideous thing you could be would be a narc. So it's so different from when I was in school to I look at my kids and when they're in school now. And it's like, no, my kids, I am so proud of my kids because their biggest thing, their biggest goal is to make a difference, to make a difference in the world and to help others. And I love that. They absolutely stand right up and they say, I don't care. Each one of my kids has said, I'm not quite sure what I want to do, but I know whatever it is I want to do. This is before they found their career paths. I know whatever it is I want to do, it's something that I have to do that makes a difference in other people's lives. And they do. They stand right up. If there's an injustice, they stand right up and they're like, uh-uh, BS right now. And they call it out right now.
Exactly.
And you can't mess around with them.
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
And that's
good. No, you can't.
It's good. I mean, I used to tease my son and razz him, but there's a difference in that. But
yeah.
But I know there are things that he'll bring to the forefront, and I'm not going to get into it. There's an incident that happened actually this summer, and he was involved, and he just spoke his truth. And it's like, wow, this has been needed to be said for
years.
Isn't
it awesome? I know.
It's been needed to be said, but because you want to spare feelings or you don't want to cause hardship or you don't want to start
whatever,
argument.
Yeah.
But
and
sometimes
they're like,
it's better to clear that because then you can move on. Everybody can move on.
So true. I absolutely love it. And yeah, it may leave people feeling uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you say, you know, because maybe we didn't want to say, it's not our business. I'm not getting involved. Or, you know, I don't, blah, 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 blah. It's like, Nowadays, you stand up, you speak out, you bring it to the forefront. No, you know, come on.
Now, we're not talking about going down the street and looking at somebody and say, you're doing that wrong. We're talking about something, the way I look at it, is something that involves you.
Injustices, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you can't save everybody else.
And no.
Who knows the reason why? If somebody's in a bad situation, we don't know what the whole story is.
Right.
So you can't run and say, I'm going to pull you out of this house because I know it's a bad place to be.
Right.
We can maybe offer to help them, but also, maybe, like you say, there's a debt that has to be paid.
A lot of karmic debt that
we
needs
don't
to be
see the whole
times.
Picture.
Right.
So you can't save everybody else. It's like the story I told you about
right.
the man who got the boots from the police officer, the big video that's going all over the place. People say, oh, how wonderful. Isn't this nice? And it's like the homeless guy, I don't know what he did with the boots, but he doesn't have them. He's hidden them away. He said he would get in, somebody would take them away from him. But he also feels he should get a monetary gain out of this. And so I think you can't save people that don't want to be saved. And furthermore,
right.
you shouldn't feel that you have to. And this kind of brings me in another direction. We were going to talk about, and maybe this is for another show, but we're on a roll now, victimization. And you and I were talking about this actually a little bit before.
Right.
You've been through a lot of stuff. We all have.
Right.
But you've been through a lot. And at what point is it sympathy? Or is it just pretending to be a victim, moving to the point of not letting go and holding on to that? At what point do we take that next step? I mean, when something happens to us, certainly we're going to feel bad about it, and we're going to get compassion. But
right.
people will milk that. As
exactly.
we
talk to them. Yeah. Oh, they will. They
and then
choose
it becomes,
to stand in victimhood.
It becomes their cross. You know, it becomes their cross that
right.
they want to be a martyr for, and it's like. Some point we have to tell them, if we're being honest with them, and especially if they want us to, if they ask us, no, stop.
Right.
That. Stop that.
And sometimes, you know, because sometimes some people, they choose, whether they recognize that they're making this choice or not, they choose to make that their identity.
Right.
Poor me. everybody treats me bad. Everybody hates me. Everybody blah, 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 blah. So they choose to, like you say, take up that cross of victimhood and carry that. It's like, you know, okay, aren't you getting tired of that? You know, and but that's where they have put their identity.
And if you feed into that, and not to say that you're a very compassionate person.
Right.
But if you feed into that, aren't you just adding power to that and
yes,
making
you
that
are. Belief? Absolutely.
It makes it stronger.
Absolutely.
And really, if you're going to break that cycle, you have to, and it's up to the individual. They can go whatever way they want.
Right.
But if you're going to break that cycle, then if somebody comes to you, Debbie, you recognize it with compassion, but you also tell them the truth.
It comes down to one. Yes, I do. And it comes down to one of those things that, how do I put this? Let's say you have a pen. I'm holding a pen in my hand. And let's say I really like this pen. And it's like, oh, it's awesome. And I hit it on the side of the desk and it breaks. Boo-hoo, I'm sad. I get another pen. Same kind of pen. I really like it. I hit it on the desk again and it breaks. Well, you dumbass, if you keep doing this, the same thing is going to happen, you know? You've got to wise up and figure it out. If you want to keep the pen, if you don't want it to break, then stop doing that. You change. And so I don't know where this is going, but...
I see what you're saying. Your point
you
is
you have to...
Repeated...
Yeah.
And then
we figure it out. Yeah.
And we seem to surround ourselves at times, because I've done this, I'll be totally honest. We surround ourselves with people that are going to empathize with us. And so that just continues to feed this.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you. Exactly. It does. It feeds
and
into
so we,
it.
If we really want to.
Broke your pen. Yeah.
If we really want. And that's good at first. But, you know, my mom was really good. She's a blessed angel. She's around me, I know, in spirit. I've been told many times. You've even picked her up.
Oh, yeah.
But she was kind of guilty of that. Oh, that's okay. I understand. She would make excuses for us. And my dad was just the opposite. Oh, get out there and do that. You can do that, you know. And so there was a balance, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's why she was probably like that, right?
Yeah.
Because somewhere in the middle is where the truth is. And so I've learned in life, this is the way I look at it. I don't make excuses for anything that I really do. Well, I shouldn't have did that, but I did, so I got to live with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I messed up, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was having a bad day. No, there's no such thing as having a bad day in my vocabulary. I messed up. I'm taking accountability for it.
Thank you. Exactly. Accountability. Responsibility. There's too much of that. And nowadays, too, kids, for example, kids, any organization they do, let's say, I don't know, baseball, gymnastics, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of something, and little ones and younger kids, and so maybe they don't, they're in some kind of a competition, and they don't get first place or second place or third place, but everybody get the ribbon or a trophy. Now, I understand self-esteem, but... everybody gets a trophy. Well, you're taking away from those who really worked their... took us off to get to attain first, second, third place, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But those that didn't, maybe they had a half-ass attitude. They didn't want to do all the practice. They didn't do all the work, but they still get a...
Or maybe they're just not as good.
And that, very true. But they still get an award for that. You know what? I don't think that's right. I really don't.
Do you think we learn more from our successes or from our failures?
From our failures. From our failures. Because you know what? We learn a lot more from our failures. You stick your finger in the toaster when it's plugged in and, you know, you're going to get shocked or burned. You're going to keep doing that. Again, this comes back, you know, now wise up. Don't do that anymore. It hurts. It's not fun. So you learned something. You learned something instead of you get a medal because you kept doing it.
It almost seems like we're afraid to let our children in the last, I don't know how long this has been around, 20 years or whatever.
Yeah, I'd say probably the last 20.
We're almost afraid to let them fail. And it's like,
yeah,
failure's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all, because that's how you're going to learn. That is how you learn. It really is.
You know, my mom, like I said, she would kind of make excuses for us. But she also, if I hurt myself or something happened to me, she'd say, well, I'll just get up there and go do it again. You know, a lot of that. Or if I if I bang my elbow and I'm going, Mom, this hurts, she goes, oh, it's not that bad. You're fine. And, you know, instead of dwelling on it, oh, my mm-hmm. goodness.
Yeah.
Because that would have made it worse.
Yeah.
So, I, you know,
exactly.
granted, it, you know, as a parent, that's kind of a judgment call sometimes. How bad is the kid hurt, you know?
Right, but do you feed into that, you know, boo-hooey? Right. Exactly. It's like give him a quick kiss and say, oh, my gosh, I know that really hurts. You hit your funny bone and it wasn't funny at all, was it? And give him a, it's going to be okay. You're going to be better. I know. Come on. And change, you know, let's go over here. Let's go
change
do this.
Subject.
Let's go do
yeah.
that. Let's
yeah.
go do this. You don't feed into that, oh, poor you thing, because what happens then? Now you sit up that victimization thing. It's like, okay, if I'm a victim, the child hears it. If I'm a victim, I got hurt and you know, poor me. And, oh, look at all the loving attention I got because of this victim.
Mm-hmm. And then also on top of that, you're going to go through your life probably mm-hmm. where you're going to make an excuse every time something
mm-hmm.
happens. And I know you wonder why things happen to you.
Oh, God,
I'm sure you
yes.
wondered with some of the horrible things that happened to you in your life. And I had some things that weren't so pleasant, especially when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm guessing you may see it this way, but they were there to teach me. Even if they appeared to be horrible things,
mm-hmm.
it made
mm-hmm.
me who I am today.
Yes, and you know what? That brings up that brings to mind a really good situation. I've had a situation, without getting into much detail, I've had a situation just very recently within my life where there were there's three people I can think of that attacked me for no honest to goodness, for no reason at all. Who knows why? You know, one I heard was, you know, who knows? I'm not even going to get into why, but they absolutely attacked me, which was...
And when you said
uncalled for, verbally, I'm going to say verbally, yeah, they didn't attack me in the street, but these were members, these were people that were close to me. These were people that I thought I could trust. These were people that I thought we had an entirely different relationship. And for whatever reason, they attacked me. So I guess their truth was showing, shall we say? And I was like, "Holy!" Now I'm one of those that if you're going to attack me, I will come back at you. I will stand in my truth. It's not just because I want to punch you back because you punched me. And you know, I don't mean literally, but figuratively.
Maybe sometimes,
yeah. And that's anyway. So, but if it's unprovoked, if it's unwarranted, and you do this, I am going to stand up and I'm going to say, "You know what? Shut up." No. And I will tell you the truth. No, I did not. Or I don't know where you're coming from. Or are you wackadoodle or whatever. I will stand up for myself, though, and I will tell you the truth. Well, anyway, to fast forward, these three different people that and I had asked my husband, as a matter of fact, and I said, what the hell? Why are these people? Why is this three different times and this has happened? What the hell? Of all people, who's going to speak out and not put up with injustice or lies and personal attacks is me. I'm not going to tolerate that. And I will stand up, and I'm not going to tolerate you doing that to anybody else that I care about. I will stand up and I will speak out the truth right now. And I said, so why is this happening? You know, these lies, this baloney. I said, I don't need this message. I really don't think. And I asked my husband, I said, am I really that hideous? Is there something I'm not seeing about myself? And he said to me, no. He says, no, it's not you. He says, but he told me, he says, but somebody else needed to learn to speak up. So somebody else who was very close to me needed to learn to finally stand up and speak out the truth, which they did. They got that message loud and clear.
And also, you know, as you're saying that, I think about this because a friend of mine told me, you know, I had an incident with somebody not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this individual seems to deliberately come to me to rile me up and do things
sure.
they shouldn't do, to, you know, and yeah. it's a young, and I'm very patient with kids now. I used to maybe not be as much because I was raised that way, but very patient and easygoing, and I have love in my heart, but this individual was driving me nuts. And so I kind of let him have it a little bit verbally. And that created some trauma. But the thing is, my friend said, you got to think beyond the physical, and they will seek you out because they need to hear that truth. You are like a magnet.
Oh, yeah.
You're like a magnet drawing that to you sometimes to help.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Thank you. That is exactly correct.
So that may be possible in this case, what happened to you. I don't know, but it's different for every.
Thank you.
Every situation. Well, you're welcome.
That you have a very, very good point. You make a very good, valid point.
We don't always know. Obviously, we don't know, unless you're really that aware, but we don't know all the agreements we have with others.
Exactly.
And like you say, we're kind of creating on the fly, too. So maybe I had an agreement with this youngster that.
It could be.
You're going to help me. And also, what I learned out of it, more patience. More patience. You know, I have to learn. I know in my life, it's okay to speak your truth, but you got to take emotion out of it.
With love and compassion. Exactly. And from an unemotional, right. It's not one of those knee-jerk, knee-jerk reaction.
And let me tell you, that's me and that's you, right?
Yes. And we have learned our lesson on that, haven't we? Where it's like,
sometimes.
Shut thy face, stand back, breathe and wait.
And allow it to be. And that's, yes. You know, that's funny. I had an incident happen just the other day, and I did that. And it was awesome. I didn't get too upset.
Isn't it great? We're so proud of ourselves when we do that.
Yeah, it's like I took a step. Now we'll see how long that step continues. Maybe next week I'll go backwards. But I know
that's okay.
But I'm really aware of it now. I can see it. It's a lesson I'm here to learn. And I'm sure a lot of people are. It's so easy to react. We're brought up in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
React with your emotions first. Well, if I show them I'm angry, or it's just a natural thing because we see it. But if we were brought up in a different way,
right,
our first reaction could be one of, okay, I'm not offended, because the ego is the one that's getting offended.
That is exactly right. That is
and
exactly
you go,
right.
Okay, this person did something to me. I don't like it. I'm just going to express to them. And if they keep doing it, then I'm going to walk away. And if I have no other option, then I'm going to punch him right in the nose.
Exactly.
So we're just about probably out of time. Is there anything you want to finish up with? I mean, we covered a lot. This has really been good.
We did. We covered a lot. I do want to put out there again to our listeners, please. I would love for all of our listeners, any of our listeners, you can send an email to me, and I'm going to give you an email address. It's very easy to remember. Shoot me an email to ZenDebbie, ZenDebbie, at me.com.
Me.com,
me.com. And send an email to TJ and I. Let us know your path. Let us know if something really profound, what, if anything, has come to you that really profound that made you open your eyes and made you aware of the path that you're going. Suddenly, your realization, your awakening. Mm-hmm. I would love for our listeners
like to
do
too.
That. Or any other comments, please send them to zendebbie@me.com. And otherwise, I wish everybody peace. I wish everybody grace and love. And have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed holiday season.